Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is once again what Jesus is trying to give all of us a glimpse of in this morning's gospel story. Now, it may not be a story about seeds or weeds, or it's not a story about yeast or pearls. It's not even a story about feeding a large crowd of people. But like in that story of that feeding, Jesus today is teaching the disciples an important lesson. In that feeding story, Jesus was teaching the disciples that with God by their side, with Him, Jesus, by their side, whatever it is that we have, whether it's a lot or it's just a little, that's going to be enough to share the love of God, to bring the kingdom of God to the people around us. In today's gospel story, Jesus is teaching us all that God's love is for all people. There is no clean and unclean dichotomy when we look at people, because in God's eyes, there is no outcast. Jesus began teaching all of this in a conversation that was recorded just before our gospel story. Jesus was talking to the crowds again, the crowds that had gathered around him to listen. And Jesus was teaching them something important. He was telling them, listen and understand. It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles. Now, this statement from Jesus flies in the face of centuries of kosher laws, of Jewish teaching, and especially the Pharisaic code. Because for each of those realities, there are definitely things that will make you unclean, and many of them are food, what goes into the mouth. Because within those kosher laws concerning food, pork was right out, as was lobster and shrimp. Milk and meat products and milk were never supposed to go together, so there were no cheeseburgers. And when eating, you must ritually wash so that even clean food will remain clean. Now, all of that was an attempt to get to us so that we might see that we are to be and to remain clean before God at all times. We can't be right with God if the wrong thing is being eaten. And in that sentence that Jesus teaches, Jesus throws that right out. Jesus shows that what we put in our mouths as part of God's good creation is then by definition good and will not render us unclean. Jesus tells us that what comes out of our mouth, our actions, our attitudes towards others, that is what makes us unclean. That is what saddens God. Jesus put it like this. He said, for out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile. Jesus gave the crowds, the disciples, all the Pharisees that were there, all of them were given something to really think about. If there is no unclean food, then are there unclean people? Are there those people who we need to disassociate ourselves from to remain in God's good graces? Because for centuries, Gentiles were widely thought to be out of the equation. Samaritans were out of the equation. You dealt with either of them as little as possible and only when absolutely necessary, which is why today's gospel story becomes a teaching moment for Jesus and for his disciples. Because at the beginning of our reading today, Jesus leaves that place where he had been teaching the crowds, and he goes off into the area of Tyre and Sidon. Tyre and Sidon is Gentile country. There are no large Jewish presence around there. And so it's not surprising that it was a Canaanite woman who comes before Jesus. What was surprising is her request and her faith. Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. That's what she comes and starts shouting at Jesus and the disciples. And there is a lot going on in just that statement. This woman knows that she is undeserving of Jesus' time and attention, his kindness. That's why she asks for mercy. And then this woman, though she is a Gentile, refers to Jesus as Son of David. This woman's ancestors have been in that area since before the return from Egypt. And so she and her people have lived with and under and alongside their Jewish neighbors, but they were always held at arm's length. This woman didn't let any of that history get in the way because her daughter needed help now. So she comes, she runs, she shouts, and Jesus did nothing. There was no answer. There was no comment, nothing. That has always disturbed me. This year, I think I have an insight. Jesus doing nothing and saying nothing here in this story is like when Jesus told Philip that he should go ahead and feed that crowd. Jesus was pausing to give his disciples time and opportunity to devise a plan of their own. Jesus has been showing them the extent of God's love in the healings and the feedings, in the teaching and the listening. Jesus has walked on water. He has calmed wind and storm-tossed seas. And he just got done teaching them about it is what we do for the sake of others that brings joy in God's eyes. Jesus was giving them a chance. Their response was to get irritated and ask Jesus to send her away. The woman, she just kept asking. She kept pleading her daughter's case. She kept throwing herself on the mercy of Jesus. And eventually, Jesus says to the disciples, "I was sent only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Again, that has disturbed me for years because Jesus has just finished declaring that there is no unclean food. The meal that he provided for that 5,000 men fed Jews and Gentiles alike. Again, I think that Jesus is prompting the disciples to gain an insight. And that woman's continually asking is doing her part to show us that insight. She continued to plead. And this time she finally stops. She kneels in front of Jesus and just says, "Lord, help me." Jesus then asks if it's fair to take children's food and throw it to the dogs. Now, if that woman was offended by the fact that she and her daughter were being compared to dogs, she doesn't show it. She had no time for that because she also knew that she only needed a crumb. See, that's what's so amazing. That is what Jesus was hoping the disciples will understand and cling to. This woman is not trying to change Jesus' mission to the lost sheep of Israel. She's not trying to have him stop important work. She doesn't want or need a whole meal or an entree or even just chicken leg. All she wants is a crumb because she believes that a crumb from Jesus is enough. She believes that even leftovers are enough. Now, maybe this woman was at that feeding of the 5,000. Or maybe it was that she just heard about it and understood the implications of that. Whatever the source, she was only there for a crumb, and Jesus applauds her faithfulness and cured her daughter. Jesus was also showing the disciples that not only are there no unclean foods, there are no unclean people. There are no irredeemable people. There's no one who we can just ignore because God doesn't do that. Jesus was showing us what the kingdom of heaven is like, and the kingdom of heaven is like a crumb, like an insignificant leftover that can transform lives in love. This woman's life was changed. Her daughter was well. The daughter's life was changed because she was free. The disciples' lives were changed in that they watched Jesus help a Gentile woman and her daughter instead of ignoring them as all of them had been taught. The disciples saw that the love of God in Jesus, our Lord, reaches to the needy, all the needy. The disciples also hear a call and a challenge to notice the people they were purposely not noticing. They were called to care for anyone and everyone they see who needs that care. We are also called and challenged in that same way. There are no unclean people. There is no one who God thinks that it's okay for us to ignore. We get to go into the world and make God's vision for a kingdom of love into our mission every day. Amen.